Well, if you want to apply for the Minnesota Bear Hunt, you're a little late because the deadline was Friday, May 3rd of 2013. There's hardly a thing I don't know about the 2013 Bear Hunt. I've been reading all about it all morning, so I'm prepared to talk to Dan Stark, who is the large carnivore specialist with the Minnesota DNR. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. You're in Grand Rapids, Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
So when did we start hunting bear?
Well, bears became protected in the state in 1971. Prior to that, they could be hunted at any time. What that did is basically you needed a license to hunt bear. And we limited the quota starting in 1982, so we restricted the number of licenses and had a more regulated season since then.
And so it began on Sunday, and it goes until the middle of October, correct?
Yep, starts September 1st every year and usually goes to mid-October. This year it's October 13th.
How many permits are issued or how many tags are issued?
This year there were 3,750 licenses in the quota bear permit areas. And then there is a part of the state that's a no-quota permit area where anyone can buy a license over the counter and hunt in that area. We don't limit the number of licenses.
Wow. And where is that again? What part of?
Well, the quota area is the main northern forested part of the state, considered the core bear range. And the no quota area is the rest of the state.
Sure.
Which is, there's fewer bears. They're more spread out. There are some areas of the state that are in the no quota area that have a pretty good bear population. Mm-hmm. But when that line was established, there weren't a lot of bears there, and the intent was to try to limit bears from being established there through offering unlimited hunting.
Sure. That is right along our KFGO listening area, too, bordering Roseau and Marshall, Pennington, Red Lake counties, Manoman, for example, in the no-quota area. So how do you give out the licenses? Is there a lottery or...
Yeah, there's an application process. As you mentioned, the deadline was back in May. And this year we had about 16,000 people apply for the 3,750 licenses. And, you know, they're pretty much selected based on the number of applicants. But people also are able to build preference points if they apply and are not selected in the lottery, they earn a preference point.
So what does that mean?
Basically means for each year that you apply and are not drawn, you're awarded a preference point. So the following year, if you apply and you have two preference points, you basically would get selected before somebody that has is applying for the first time.
Okay, so you'd go closer to the head of the line then.
That's right.
How much does a license cost?
Well, license fees increased this year. It's $44 for a bear license.
Mm-hmm.
And for non-residents, it's $230.
Tell us about the baiting process, if you would.
Well, people can start baiting about 2 weeks prior to the start of the season. And, you know, typically, people establish two or three bear baits and try to draw a bear in. And that allows people to have a more selective shot on the bear. And because bears live at pretty low density, it's also harder than, for instance, deer to, you know, encounter a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make it a whole lot easier. There's still a relatively low success rate. For bear hunters, it probably averages about 25% success.
So the only ones who can bait them then are the ones or set up the bait around August, the middle of August, are the ones that have the license. Is that correct?
You either have to have a license,
okay,
or under the direction of somebody that has the license, or through a licensed bear guide.
And if you bait, do you have to attend that bait spot? Do you have to attend to it? I mean, do you have to stay by it?
Well, as long as you're utilizing the bait. You don't have to use each of those bait sites during the season, but you can't leave anything out in the woods that wouldn't naturally biodegrade.
Okay.
So, you know, once you establish a bait site and you're attracting bears to it, if you leave something out there that, you know, would be considered litter or something like that,
sure,
you can't just leave that out there. You do have to maintain it or remove stuff from the site.
Kid, this is Dan Stark, large carnivore specialist with the Minnesota DNR. Can you tell that I've hunted all my life, Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not really.
Excuse me. I hope you didn't address this already. I think I was listening. I'm Sandy's partner. But as far as the baiting goes, can you place, like, dead calves or cats or dogs? That's what they used to do back where I grew up. They'd leave rotting carcasses to attract a bear in. Is that allowed?
No, there's limitations to what you can use for bait, and that includes you can't leave a carcass or anything with bones attached. So things that can't be used would be a carcass from a mammal, meat from mammals that contain bones of mammals, any kind of solid waste containing bottles, cans, plastic, paper, or metal, and materials that do not readily biodegrade, or any part of swine except cured pork.
I understand that rotten milk or sour milk is a great attractant. You could just pour that out there, by the way. Pour that on your dead cat. No, you can't use them. Okay,
No. Good. So just one other question, if you don't mind, Dan. And again, this is coming from a great education in hunting bear. But why? I mean, what do you do with them? Is it just for sort of the skin? Or
no, people eat bear.
They eat bear?
Yep.
Really?
It's a very good meat. And
have you had it?
Yes, I have.
Does it taste like chicken?
I wouldn't describe it as that. No.
Does it taste like roast beef or something? You'd think
well,
it might.
People can prepare it in a number of different ways, and it's a very good meat, and people enjoy eating it. You can make burger out of it. You can make roast out of it. You can do a lot of different things with it. And there's quite a bit of meat on a bear.
They're like 3 tons.
One thing that's kind of unique about the area in the northwest part of the state is that's, at least in recent, over the last few years, while the rest of the bear population in Minnesota has declined over the last decade or so, the northwestern part of the state has continued to see bear numbers increase and that range expand further west. So it's kind of a unique aspect where it's not really, you know, the traditional bear range in Minnesota, but there is enough, undisturbed land and areas that support bears now that it has become a pretty well-established population.
Dan Stark, thank you very much for joining us today on KFGO, large carnivore specialist for the Minnesota DNR. Now we have your number. So
thanks for having me.
We'll be in touch. Thank you very much. It was fun to talk about the bear hunt in Minnesota. That's on till the middle of October.